Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Wednesday, a better covenant. We read in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 8, verse 7 and 8. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. A new covenant. It's a better covenant. So what's better here? In the same chapter we read in verse 5, for this comparison of the sanctuary of old in the days of Israel, we know first it was in a way a camping temple, so you could put it together, walk with it, and erect it in another place. Here in Shechem, it stood for a long time, but when King David had made Jerusalem to his capital, he wanted to have this tent of the Lord there in Jerusalem, and he ordered it to be transported to Jerusalem, which led at first to the death of a priest because they had not carried it in the right way. They put it on a wagon, but they should have carried it on sticks. And later on they discovered their mistake, and then, from then on, from Shechem, it came to Jerusalem, and there it stayed, and later on it became a building made of stones, not as a tent. It was situated there afterwards. Solomon built it out of stones. So for a long time it was a temple made like a tent. So that you, like a camping temple. And this type served as something for the future. In Hebrews 8, verse 5, we read, Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, says he, that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you in the Mount Sinai. The tabernacle he should make according to the pattern he had seen on the Mount. So there is a heavenly sanctuary, which he could see. And he made a pattern on it on earth. In Austria, there is a an area in Carinthia near the Wörthersee, Sea, it's a lake near the capital of Carinthia, Klagenfurt, and there's a place, it's called Mini Mundus, Little World. And a person had a brilliant idea, creating buildings, the most important famous buildings of this world, to make little models of them. And you can walk around and look down on these models. They are only as tall as this architecture here. And so you can go around. You can go to India, watch the Taj Mahal, and the Eiffel Turm, and the Statue of Liberty. They are all there, all the famous buildings of the world, as models. Small ones. And the tabernacle was such a model of the heavenly sanctuary. So that they understand something. It was an illustration for something very important.